Hello and welcome to the Giga Boobs Podcast Network spoiler cast and review of Cuphead, the Netflix series. We have with us Bob.
Hey, guys.
From Giga Boobs. We've got KZ from KZExcellent.com.
Sometimes I sing.
Mr. Feel.
Sometimes I don't.
From Mr. Feel's Wild Ride. And Dr. Agro from Dr. Agro.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
We're here to talk about this cutting-edge series, Finally, Video Games Are Art. Thank you all for joining us for this discussion and review. First things first, that intro has a specific beat that reminded me of a Sublime song, and that's when I realized the damage Sublime has done to me has, like, I barely had any contact, and they've damaged me for the rest of my life. Either though, we can blame AMV hell. Anyways.
Okay. I was like, what?
Anyways, we're here to talk about it. They only put out 12 episodes for the first season. It's 12 minutes each with a minute-long intro? I don't know. It's really long.
I don't know, but it's just stuck in my head forever.
It's something. To get this discussion started, we're going to do the sounds for people who haven't joined us for a spoiler cast and review before. We're going to say two sentences, vaguely summarizing how we feel, and then making a sound to express exactly how we feel. With great levels of articulation. We're going to go ahead and start with KZ. KZ, can I get a two-sentence sort of review and a sound?
I enjoyed my time with this. I did not expect Cuphead to sound like that. Forget about it.
That's exactly how I expected it to sound.
We now move to Bob.
This is a surprisingly normal cartoon. Very normal in every way. With some episodes that are good and some that are bad. I'll give it a...
Okay, we move to Mr. Feel now.
I did not expect this series to be a normal cartoon. I expected it to at least be as edgy as the opening of the game.
Yeah.
I was happy that it was a normal show and didn't have some horrible season-long plot barnacling to it like a cancerous growth. So I'm going to give it a...
Okay, now we move to Dr. Agro.
The Cuphead show is bewildering and seems less like a show and more like a jobs program for animators.
And now mine. The Cuphead animated show, writers put the bumpers on at the bowling alley. I'm going to give it a... All right. And we're good to talk about it now. Thank you, everyone, for your sounds. Okay, we need to do best episode, worst episode. We're going to go ahead and start real quick. I'm gonna start with worst episode since that's the easiest. Baby episode. Baby episode is easily the worst episode. I feel like I've seen at least three Popeye shorts that were literally that episode.
Baby episode is terrible.
Yes,
baby episode is pretty bad.
I feel like with the rich universe of Cuphead, you didn't need to invent a baby.
I'd like when it ripped off Mr. Kettle's mustache.
That was pretty good.
That was funny.
I mean, most episodes have, at bare minimum, at absolute worst, a couple good chuckles.
And if you like violence, then man.
If you are Knuckles, do I have a show for you?
That baby episode really does feel like, it feels like it was entirely inspired by, what if that short they were making at the start of Who Framed Roger Rabbit was an actual short? Like, what if we just made that?
I mean, it feels like numerous, like, you know, 1940s, 1930s cartoons where it's like, they need to watch a baby now.
Yeah, I mean, it was here because this is a thing that you do in cartoons.
Yeah, but it didn't...
That was this whole show. It was a weird simulacrum of cartoon-ness.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely is that. It's very strange because... and, you know, I'm not going to be like, it doesn't look good enough to be a Cuphead show. Fucking whatever. It's a Cuphead show. Whatever. The people who made Cuphead got paid. I don't care. But it is weird when the game looks so much closer to the source material it's inspired by than the show. Like, you think moving into the visual medium that you are inspired by, you should be able to get closer to it, but you know, it's kind of lower budget, so it's not...
Yeah, not for this money and not on the time scale they were given to make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cuphead was took, like, what, 6 years to make? Something insane.
It took an absolutely absurd amount of time. That's...
They each person, like, triple mortgaged their house to pay for the game.
Yeah, I think the show looks way better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It looks really good at points.
Yeah, it's not...
Except for the aggressive filter they slapped over everything that makes it look like the bit rate went shitty sometimes.
That's because they put an aggressive film grain, and then the bit rate isn't good enough to do that.
I did notice that. I like the general aesthetic they're going for that is different from the game. I still found myself liking it. It makes them pop a little bit compared to the backgrounds.
That are
a little bit more faded or sometimes weird CG or clay or
I like the actual diorama backgrounds. Those are really cool. I'm glad they brought that over from the game.
Yeah,
like, that's always a really neat moment in any episode.
Mm-hmm. It weirded me out. Like, I kind of wish they would have done it as a point more, because as it is, whenever it would show up and go, this.
Look, it's not cheap, okay? We can't do it that much.
Look, you're just lucky they didn't do a diorama of how Cuphead and Mugman's legs look for that one shot when they're hanging from the branch or whatever.
Oh, God.
I was really scared it was going to get Ren and Stimpy style way too detailed in that shot. And I'm like, okay, we're good. You don't see the cup kneecaps.
I'm a little disappointed we didn't get literally here's a live action cup.
That feels inevitable because there's two more seasons coming, but yeah, I wish it.
There are two more? Jesus.
Yeah, we got 12 episodes two more. In this first season, and it sounds like they greenlit 36 episodes. So,
yep.
So who knows if that's like, I think it would be absolutely insane, and I don't think there's any precedence for this, but maybe season two is 24 episodes, you guys.
I think they already said that it would be three sets of 12.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I couldn't see Netflix actually doing
that. I'm pretty sure the rest of them will come out of sketches if they have to put out 24 of those in like a year.
They could wait. They could wait.
No.
Netflix doesn't like waiting.
No, as it turns out.
That's time people aren't subscribing to their service that they're about to raise the price of.
Exactly.
If they wait 2 years, that's 8 Netflix price increases.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they wait 2 years, you have to pay $55 for standard def.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how this show sounds fine. And all the voice acting, it seems fine. It's completely unlike the Castlevania Netflix show.
Oh, you're saying they don't have
the sound quality.
They don't have Saint Germain's fucking great microphone.
Yeah, I'll start talking to it, then wander off.
I don't know what the problem is.
They had a vision, and they stuck to it. I like all the voice acting in this. I like the music and everything. The sound production seems really solid. Like, it's not trying to simulate an old-timey sound, which is fine. I don't need it to.
Yeah.
I was disappointed Pork Rinds didn't still sound like that.
I know! I want Pork Rinds to sound like a trash compactor.
It's like, Welcome.
Killer
Instinct. Spend the whole show going like, oh, wait, that voice sounds familiar. Who is that? Oh, I have no idea who this is. Oh, wait, that voice. I think it's... no idea who
Glad to know it wasn't just me.
Most voice actors in this have barely done anything else.
So it seemed to me, at very least, most people agree that Baby Episode's the worst episode. Can I? Is anyone in protest of that proclamation?
I mean, like, I guess by...
There's two others that I don't know if they are worse than it, but they're about the same.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Ghost Episode.
Okay.
And Dirk Dangerous Episode. With the goggles, which was just another thing of like, this is just a cartoon thing that you've done 100 million times in other cartoons.
Nah, veto. Dangerous Mugman is good.
I like the Dangerous Mugman episode. I think that episode's fun.
Yeah, I think that episode's fun. I definitely enjoy it much more than Baby Episode. The ghost one, I'm kind of up and down on. There are parts I enjoy. Like the part where they think they actually fucking murdered Cuphead and Mugman.
Yes, that's great.
I love the insane assertion that it's like, we were all just having fun. And I'm like, yeah, that's what was happening here.
Yeah, that was definitely with the sequence with all the doors.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you, I remember the baby episode pretty thoroughly. And I'm looking at this episode list and reading the synopses of 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it... I mean, I'm looking at evidence that they exist, but I'm trying really hard to summon a memory of them.
Look, girl, 12 has to exist. It leads into season 2.
I know. It was the great cliffhanger for season 2.
I don't like the Elder Kettle is convinced that he's too old one at all.
Hmm.
Like that's my pick for competition with the baby one.
I liked it because he literally dies at the end.
I like when he polished himself.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to give it to Baby over Dirt Nap, which is the name of the episode 11.
Uh-huh. God,
I can't say that all of episode 12's bad. I just really hate how it ends. Because it's like,
yeah,
I spent this entire show going, where's Chalice? She's in the intro. She's not even late in the intro. She's like halfway through the intro or in the first third. And then she shows up in episode 12 to be introduced. Just to have the world's lamest cliffhanger for, come back next season. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that was, they could have just not done that.
Yeah.
And I have to assume is a Netflix thing, them just being crazy.
For certain.
That episode could exist in exactly the same way without the to be continued, and it'd be the same thing. Like, there is no reason I would think that them being in jail would be something you continued. That just seems like the end of a cartoon episode. Where things didn't get back to status quo, but it doesn't really matter.
You know what it really reminds me of? Those classic Popeye cliffhangers.
Yeah, all that told me is that, if it's to be continued, I guess they'll ask the devil to get them out of jail.
They're like, okay, we're going to need that game to come out to really figure out what Chalice is like. Thank you. Please release the DLC.
And then there will, in fact, be nothing. In the way there's basically nothing for Cuphead and Mugman.
Nah, they're personified really well through the game and the story of the game. It's worked, which is why I thought it was so weird when episode 2's baby bottle. When it's like, guys, episode 3 immediately involves the two frogs who box. That episode's great.
I don't know why I laughed every time they started fighting each other.
Because it's fucking hilarious.
It was good.
Also, hello, Mrs. Mayor and Mr. Mayor, because yes, they're ladybugs.
It's hi, Mr. Mayor and Mrs. Mr. Bear. It's really good. That was a really good episode.
Yeah, I don't, like, every time they didn't use one of the bosses from the game, it was just like, this episode feels like a waste.
Yeah, I mean,
I liked the handle episode.
Yes,
I thought that episode was good.
It had the best visual gag of the show. when he goes to smear the honey on him,
yes,
and it cut zooms out to the bear behind them.
Yes, that was really good. That audibly got a Jesus out of me. That bear almost doesn't fit in Cuphead, which is part of why it's so terrifying. Like, visually.
It does look more like something you see in Ren and Stimpy.
Or even like the Ren and Stimpy, what was it? The Ren and Stimpy Yogi Bear special thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where it's just like, this is the hyper-realistic bear things putting me off, man. Stop drawing that bear like that. Before I watched this, I caught a number of people who were like, oh, they're doing that Netflix overarching thing where it needs to have a plot that carries across. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I start seeing the devil episodes and I'm like, do they really think this is that? Because that's the story of the game.
That's just a basic premise thing of, why would the bad guy want to fuck around with Cuphead?
And then I hit episode 12 and I'm like, oh, they were probably...
they were probably talking about whatever the psychotic ending is.
Yes! It's very strange. Very, very strange. I actually really enjoyed every episode with the devil, I think. I don't think there's a single bad episode that has the devil.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. The King Dice one is fantastic. It might be my favorite.
Yeah, I was disappointed we didn't get more King Dice, because King Dice is great, and the devil works with him really well, too, of course.
Yes. You know why we don't get a whole lot of King Dice?
Well, how does that feel? It's such a mystery.
Because he's voiced by fucking Wayne Brady.
I know.
Everybody else is like a relatively unknown or actor, and then it's like, no, Wayne Brady, so he can only be in one episode.
It's really unfortunate. I look forward to seeing him one more time in season two. I appreciated this while I was watching because I was checking the episode titles as we went. But episode 8 and 9 reuse the same pun. Because episode 8 is sweater off dead, and episode 9 sweater luck next time, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I really enjoyed that arc. Might be the dumbest premise possible.
I really like the part where the devil keeps appearing as different things to try to trick them into taking his sweater off, and eventually they walk up on the pool of water, and they're like, what, Quadratus doesn't have horns? I'm like, man, you didn't try this time, did you? It's really good.
Those are also really up there just because of how unbelievably stupid Cuphead is.
Oh, yes.
It's like, I'll take this off for no reason. I don't care.
I mean, it really rings like an old American folklore story about how to trick the devil. It was beautiful.
Yes, absolutely.
Very well cast. I love the voice of the devil.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really good.
I had to check to make sure it wasn't Dan Castanella.
Because
it sounds so much like the robot devil to me.
That's fair. There's a similar energy there that I totally agree with. I really appreciate that there's some prick that the devil has to deal with. Or he's just like, God damn it, Stickler.
The Stickler.
He's like, I guess the person in charge of that's going to have to count all the souls again. He's like, wait a minute, that's me.
No, don't let us keep you.
Yeah, good luck.
Go get away from me.
Have fun. But yeah, no, there are a lot of decent to great episodes in this. I would say my highlights are like, you know, as I said, basically any episode with the devil. I thought the root packed episode, which is where the vegetable gang comes in, takes over squatting. It's so good.
That was an Aqua Teen episode, straight up.
Yeah, it was. Damn.
Even like the ending was especially Aqua Teen.
Yes. Absolutely. I think those and the King Dice ones are my favorite. So, you know, that's half the season. That's 6 episodes right there. So overall, I'm feeling pretty positive on this, but I totally see Agro's summary sentence at the beginning being true of like, this is cartoon shaped.
Yeah, it's like, this is like, you watch the episode, you're like, wow, you guys set out to make cartoon, didn't you?
I also definitely agree that the edge... Like, I think this was Feel who said this, but the edge has definitely been removed a bit. The bowling bumpers are up because no longer is it they were gambling. Now it's, well, he did his soul skee ball machine.
Yeah.
Show gambling in a child's cartoon.
This is like literally Y7, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was super disappointing
and
to
like,
see that.
Even in the opening of the game, they pour whiskey into their cups to get ready to go beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because there's, you know, it's a literal parable there. It's supposed to teach a lesson, but instead it's like, well, it's skee ball.
Hey, he's just too good. He would have always done it right.
I kept thinking, like, this is a show that I would have seen, like, 20 years ago, I would have kept seeing commercials for a year for this show on Saturday morning, but it was on some channel I never watched, so I never caught it, and then it went away, and I never heard of it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it could have slipped into that void.
Am I the one who thinks it's weird they didn't give the Cuphead Mugman magic powers in this at all?
Like they can't point their fingers and shoot stuff?
Yeah, like the whole thing at the beginning of the game where Elder Kettle's like, here, drink this and you get magic powers.
Well, there's 36 more episodes. So.
Yeah.
Bob, they need to solve every problem through convoluted cartoon setups.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, Frasier. He's trying to keep the sweater on Niles so the devil doesn't take his soul.
I don't know why I keep sticking with that one joke from the frog episode where they, where Cuphead goes, why does Mugman always get the $5? Yeah, why does he always get the lint?
Yeah, he always gets a pocket lint. I really appreciate them looking over the edge of the ship and seeing the pocket link sink into the water dramatically.
Yes, that
was
rough.
The pocket link capsizes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but sure.
It's like physically what?
That episode's so crazy because it also has not only the Frog Brothers, but it has the married couple of the dogs. And that part was really good too, where the butcher is in there with the frozen Cuphead Mugman, which happens really rapidly.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, no, that was really great.
Anniversary.
You said it twice. No, I didn't.
That's the only reason I brought it up.
That's the only reason I brought it up. That episode's really good. Those are my favorites. I can totally see not thinking the ghost episode is the best. There are a couple moments in it, and it has the cool diorama background.
It does have the cool diorama background.
Any episode that shows a cool diorama makes me happy. Like, for example, The Devil's Fucking Lair.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
That shot where he spins King Dice around his hell set.
Yes.
Was surprisingly, like, really, really good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only episode that I consider below average to bad was that baby episode, just because I've seen it. Anyone from space can go, and it's going to end by them putting the baby in someone else's house.
Yeah, I'm coming around on hating it, because, like, the whole, you know, oh, the baby's awful, and we have to try to keep up with the baby thing. I'm fine with that. Do that for a million years, whatever. But the part where the baby's going to be terrible to Cuphead, and nothing he can do will get Mugman to notice it or believe him. I despised these kinds of cartoons when I was a kid. It was like being in hell. You recognize the plot start and you realize, oh, there is literally, like most cartoons, they have like a moral objective order to them, where if you do the right things, things will go right for you.
Mm-hmm.
But in these stories, you're fucked. No matter what you do, the bad things will happen to you. Fuck you.
Yeah, I do feel like there's a chunk of episodes in the Cuphead show where it ends and they go, well, that's fucked.
Yeah, for the baby bottle episode, it's no baby's day out, you know?
they're like, oh, well, let's dump the baby here, or let's bury granddad.
I mean, yeah, I guess that really does describe this show. There's not... Like none of the stories are compelling. None of the actions that happen are interesting, but every few minutes, there's a really, really good gag. So you just keep watching, waiting for the next one to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even that Dirk Dangerous episode, which I genuinely don't like, there's the great moment where we see the visualization of Pork Rind smashing their heads off.
Yes! That's my favorite moment from that. Where he's just like, where he just kills them, and then you're like, what? And he's like, oh, he was just fantasizing.
This is his cope mechanism.
And it's like, that's very relatable for anyone who works a job like that.
Just dealing with these children, ruining his life. I do appreciate that the ending is literally all I thought, which is, just give them the fucking machine. They'll go away. I actually really enjoyed the last episode until the ending. I really appreciated Chalice and all the other story elements in it. It was pretty good.
I really liked Chalice just being a con artist.
Yes.
I'll do a funny dance and get 12 hot dogs.
I also, and you know, this isn't to their credit, it's in the original design. I appreciate the fact that, you know, Chalice, who's supposed to be this extremely charming, you know, child dancer and singer, has like a beauty mark. And I'm like, that's the character design here is hitting the nail on the head. Absolutely. That's so friggin' perfect. I also appreciate the part where Cuphead and Mugman cannot charm at all. It does not work.
I like the idea that's just, all right, we're going to put them in jail. Give them jail uniforms for the straws.
Yes, their straws are in stripes, too. It's pretty good.
I saw that, and that was the first thing that made me lose it. I didn't really have a problem with it ending on that, because they're just going to make more. I don't really, didn't really mean much to me at all. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's just an incredibly bizarre cliffhanger.
Yeah,
it's like, just like, they ended in jail. What'll happen? And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
that's
like,
not the show you made.
Right? It's not that kind of cartoon, guys.
Is Popeye gonna fucking die?
Well, just wait. Wait until they do very fun gags in the jail for 3 minutes in the start of the next season.
See, that'll also be stroke inducing. Yes, where it's like, will. Obviously, episode one, season two starts with them in prison and they have to escape. And I'm like, okay.
And the frog dudes will be there because they committed some crime.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but elsewise, really enjoyed that episode. I thought it was pretty good.
I was surprised the Chalice actually, you know, doesn't just betray them. Like, I thought that's what the whole episode was leading towards, and they didn't do that, which I can respect.
Like, I assume they didn't do that probably because they don't, like, the Delicious Last Course isn't even out. Uh-huh. So if the characterization in this is really off and she's just a total shit heel, that would that'd be a little bad, but
I like, you know. She still has the fucking ghost shit of just like phasing through a wall.
Yeah, that was funny as hell when it's like, oh, they're doing that. Oh, okay. Right. Wasn't sure they would address that at all, actually.
What a girl boss.
I also strongly appreciate the Roll the Dice episode that Cuphead's so stupid he can't name any song. They're like, what's your favorite song, kid? Okay, name that song. But that's my favorite. I just told you.
Just, no, you win, okay? They blew up. That means you win.
Also, the most realistic part of that episode is when they get home and the first thing that happens is Elder Kettle screams at them the answer.
That.
Now, admittedly, this is coming from the perspective of someone who does live streams on Twitch and has a comment section to read. But it's just very, very fitting.
Yeah, as soon as he reacted, that awful answer that they gave that I've already forgotten.
It was like crinkle, crinkle, yeah, something afar.
Yeah, it was like something that rhymed
something
like that. I'm like,
sparkle in my car or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, it was like, he better just hit Cuphead for this.
Speaking of Elder Kettle,
yeah.
Do you think at any point he's going to tell the boys that they do not, in fact, go through a puberty-fueled handle shedding as part of their life cycle?
No, no, he's not. He's absolutely.
I almost was willing to believe it.
Also, God bless them for finding a reason to write the phrase "manhandle" into that episode multiple times. That was driving me insane. Then I got my manhandle.
That was. That one scene where they're like, we can't let Elder Kettle know that we're dealing with the devil. Can you come around the back? Yeah. He's like, I'm the devil. You're making me come around the back.
We're going to get in trouble.
It's a furry cat, man.
Yeah, it was really good. That two-parter is really, really good. I enjoy Sweater Off Dead and Sweater Luck Next Time a lot.
Yeah, he's very good at painting.
Yes, the painting scene is fantastic.
I'm trying to remember who was those episodes. We find out that they, in fact, are wearing black shirts.
Yes.
Okay. That was the second one of those. Yes. Yeah.
I really didn't like that.
It's really good.
I'm really losing my mind of two things. They wear black shirts and Cuphead sounds like that.
It's really good.
When they hit the credits and they're like, Cuphead, voiced by, and it's like some dude with the last name Valentino. I'm like, yeah, you sure found him. You found the exact voice and name.
Yeah, I honestly, I relate to Cuphead too much. If I had to wear a sweater for the rest of my life, I might as well just die.
Right.
Right.
That was some real Florida feeling.
Yeah, yes. He's wearing it while sleeping, and I'm like, no.
I feel like so many of us can relate to Cuphead's idea of, I just double down.
Mm-hmm. I do love this insane cartoon universe's weird symmetry. In which, you know, like a lot of these people are animals or utensils or just straight up food products. In the first episode, after they blow up the machine and all the souls go back into the people, the soul goes back into the pig, and then his hot dog soul goes back into the hot dog.
Yeah.
And he like looks at it like, yeah, soul.
I literally went, this is what I wanted from this show. It's just the hot dog soul.
Next best hot dog related gag is, of course, in the 12th episode when she tries to use a hot dog to bribe her way in and the guy ain't buying it. So then she draws a fucking mustard face on it and then just goes, could I be let in now? She slides it up out of the butt and he's like, ooh! It's like, this is incredible. This is so good. Do you think she's only in episode one of season two to keep consistent with this?
Yeah, I wonder if she'll actually get this to be a mainstay character, just disappear like everyone else.
You have to wonder.
She's in the first episode solidly, and for the rest of the show, she's in like half the episodes, but only in like cutaway reaction shots.
Yeah, where they remember her, what, because she dies in episode one of season two.
Now, since these can come out and people can refer to them later, I'm going to guess she's in at least two episodes and in a role in the next season because she is not Wayne Brady.
Yeah,
she's a voice actress. It's I forget her name. I know that I think she's the current Daphne in Scooby-Doo.
Really?
The current one. But I can't, you know how expensive it is
to get Daphne in Scooby-Doo, so you know.
Yeah, it's so expensive to get somebody who is primarily a voice actress and does that for all of her work. Oh, I really liked Elder Kettle just being a World War I veteran.
Yeah, that's
and having
really good.
This huge display of pictures and medals.
It bugged me because one of them's upside down.
It's like, wait, when is this game? I mean, when is this? When are we? Where in time are we?
Mysteries.
Are we just in the anachronistic dimension?
Yes.
Look, he was very old when he served in World War I.
Look, we need the post-war vibes that are important to Cuphead.
Yeah. Don't worry about this world. There are B-cops.
Yeah, that makes sense. We should be in the late 30s, and yeah, he...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was an adult in World War I. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We're filling out the timeline correctly.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure this all fits.
I do appreciate the cops being called to the problem. They go up to the house and it's just, you're not on the list. And he's like, we tried. But yeah, overall, I wouldn't say I was like disappointed by this. I do think there's room to improve. So I think season two is going to be really interesting to check out because season one has a lot of good stuff in it. But I do think it could be better. Bob.
Yeah.
What is your favorite episode?
It's either King Dice or one of those sweater episodes. I'll just say the sweater two-parter because those all make one story and those are some of the best stuff.
Especially
the end when they put the sweater on the devil.
what a great solution.
He burns off his skin.
The fuck is that wolf from?
Ow. Yeah, no, that was really good. KZ, what would you say is your favorite episode, even though Bob's established we could cheat?
Okay.
I mean, we're all going to pick the sweater two-parter. What else did you like?
You're right. I will ignore the sweater episodes because that's safer. If I had to pick based on that, I'd pick the I pick the Frog Brothers episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general because I love that bit with the couple a lot.
It was really good
with the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed every single time the frogs fought.
Yeah,
and. I'm going to keep thinking about that pocket lint sinking into the water where I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a really strong episode. It's only episode 3, and I feel like we don't really hit that hard very often in the show.
It was really weird to me because, of course, that episode, which I enjoy a lot, directly followed up Baby Bottle.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why'd you put that there? Yeah, I don't know. Aggro, you? Aside from the two-parter sweater thing?
Three is really strong, but I'm probably going to have to give it to Handle with Care.
Yeah, that's really high up there.
If nothing else, for having just my favorite moment in the whole show.
Feel, which one would you give it to other than the two-parter?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say... Yeah, that was really good. I'm going to go with Roll the Dice just because the desperation of King Dice. No, like, no, you have. He has to win. He has to win.
The crowd starts getting pissed.
And then the dice just explode when he rolls them.
Yes. That was really good between that and, you know, the elephants in the audience being like, show off. Because the elephants are the only mammal who can't jump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, that's really good. Yeah, no, there are tons of really good bits in that episode.
Can I get your autograph real quick?
And then at the end, the devil gives the dipshit his show.
Yes. It's really good because he tries to do the dance.
the iconic character, henchman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bit would have been terrible if we didn't see his awful dance.
Yes. Yes, his awful dance really sold that for me. I also really appreciate how they're like, can I get your autograph? I'm a big fan. He's like, now's not the time. And it's like a completely different voice from what he uses for the entire rest of the episode. And then immediately the devil's like, so he's a big fan of your show. I'm like, this is so good. This is so good. Man. Hey, Bob, do you want to choose one that isn't the two-parter?
Yeah, probably in episode 3. The frog episode's really good. It's got a ton of great jokes.
It does. So does King Dice. I think I'm going to give it to the 12th episode, honestly. Everything but the ending was, like, really, really damn good. I genuinely appreciate the introduction of Chalice being the jewelry maker, or glass repairer, rather. Just being like, hey, can you turn off that music? I don't like music. And they're like, we're not playing music. And then she erupts in there and starts tap dancing and singing.
I think what really adds to it is her just going, I don't like music. I hate music.
Yes, I hate music.
I'm terrible.
It's like an inhuman level of hatred. It's like, who are, what?
it's like the ultimate, like, church marm.
Yes. It's what? Fantastic.
I like how Miss Chalice has no reason to go in there.
Oh yeah, no, she's just scamming her way downtown.
She's just doing it because,
yes,
everywhere else she gets something free.
She just lives like this and no one can stop it.
maybe she's just like, is there something in here I want to, oh, it's just a glasses store, I guess I'll leave,
but I'll keep the bit up.
Yeah, I don't know, she has that real, like, genuine child star energy. It's like if you took the human that was in all of those musicals and movies back then and just, this is how they are in real life, but they're a scam artist. It, like, nails it. It's so funny.
I guess that's the other thing that this cliffhanger of that episode, we don't see them fix Elder Kettle's glasses. We don't,
that's
get
true.
That.
That's a real, I mean, Elder Kettle's blind until season 2.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up. You, I'm scared.
You know the end of that first episode, if they get back, they're just going to get brutally beaten because they forgot to give back the glasses.
I assume Elder Kettle will just be in the corner of some room exhausted because he can't find anything.
And that's where you get the hyper-detailed look at him.
You know, I'm starting to think it won't even, this episode won't exist in the next episode. It'll just be like any other random episode that ends on a cliffhanger and then just doesn't pick up on
that'd it. That'd be really funny if they just completely ignore, like, no, that was just a trick Netflix.
Yeah, if you think about it, if this was on TV, I would bet that a random episode in the season would be the follow-up and not even the first one.
Yes.
I like the idea of, we tricked Netflix, so we put to be continued on the last one.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta fill those boxes. You know, Netflix actually does have some writing requirements from their shows, and sometimes
they need a baby episode.
They need...
Can you fucking imagine?
Yeah, that Netflix is like, this is going to be TVY7, so one of our writers came up with this idea. You can have the rest, though.
We
get one, you get 35.
You know, honestly, this baby episode went way better than the Cowboy Bebop baby episode.
Yeah, also is a lot less awkward than the Castlevania baby episode.
Could you fucking... Even end up being some fucking weird thing where it's like, yeah, some executive just thinks baby episodes are the funniest shit in the world.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to the Yu Yu Hakusho fucking live action.
Like every episode, the baby episode, we have Kawima.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh no!
Just wait until, oh no, due to a ghost, Kuwabara's a baby now.
We got to change Kawima's diaper. Oh man, how zany.
Thank you, Netflix, really appreciate it.
I can see the image now, right? Someone on the writing staff for this just hears, yeah, Netflix has these requirements and we haven't fulfilled this one. They look at it and it's like, suspense leading into next season. They're like, yeah, I can add that to my script. To be continued.
There's something really funny about how it's like we bamboozled the devil effortlessly, but we were just going to rot in jail.
Yeah. No, that's genuinely funny.
It's like, this is how your luck runs out.
True evil.
Breaking into a cookie factory that has a silent alarm.
Yeah, does anyone else appreciate the fact that cookie factory was called Cookies Cookies? I'm like, oh no, this is a planter nut situation. Oh no.
Pizza pizza.
I never want to see the person who owns Cookies Cookies.
I do not
want to see an anthropomorphic cookie eat a real cookie.
I'm sorry, Dan. You're definitely seeing that.
Oh, God.
It'll probably be like a Milano-looking cookie.
It's got to be like the whole, well, I'm going to drop the charge, boys. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Because I, too, enjoy cookies and just eats one. It's like, oh no.
The Mugman, like, takes a bite out of him.
God, now I remember when they dipped something in their own cup and they ate it.
The cookies, yeah.
That was in that episode. Their first cookie, they do a dip.
They do a dip.
What? I think that's just as fine. You play the game and Mugman always opens by drinking himself.
That's true.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's why I always, I was like, you know, I like this Mugman guy. He's crazy.
I always wonder, like, where this, like, what the bottom of the inside of the cup is shaped like, because they have to have room for the mouth, because food doesn't go up in the cup or you'd see it, because when the goldfish went in the cup, you could see it through their eyes.
Now, yeah, when the baby tried to kill the goldfish, that was pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's got to be a way to work backwards from Pork Rind's imagination of smashing their heads. Because I'm sure Pork Rind has seen ceramic people murdered before. He seems like he's seen some shit. So I think we could work backwards from that and figure out the exact anatomy.
I mean, Cuphead and Mugman do toast themselves in the handle episode and both explode.
That is true!
I absolutely, viscerally despise the way they animate eyelids in this show.
Why?
I hated it when cartoons did it back then. That weird single, that gleam line on them that makes it look like they're tanned seal skin.
I do not understand
what material that is supposed to be implying, but it's not supposed to be attached to a body. It's body horror. Watching it is what it is. Oh. I just have to, like, actively tune it out because it's disgusting.
Man,
this is weird.
I thought you were going to bring up the fact their eyelids close, but then on the inside of their eyelids, like in the center of it, you can see the squinted eyelid look that just does not fit with the seal look of the rest of it. Because Cuphead and Mugman do that. And that, honestly, I was like, which is it? Is it shiny and closed or fleshy? Like, I don't know, because that was eating away at me a little bit. But since those two were the only ones that bugged me on, look, they're cartoon characters, so obviously their eyelids are like high beams on a car. So it's like a chrome eyelid that just comes down. Well, it's about time to wrap this up. We're gonna go ahead and give it a few sentences summarizing exactly how we feel, then give it a score out of 10. Let's go ahead and start with Dr. Agro.
The Cuphead show is weird to watch. Like, you heard us list a bunch of great gags, and the show has good stuff in it. But by the time I was halfway through, I felt like I was just wasting my time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It has no forward momentum. But, you know, it's not bad, and there's nothing bad about it. And it's fine. So, 6.
Okay. We now move to Bob.
I feel somewhat similar. I think that I had mostly positive experience, but it was really, like I was saying in my intro, very normal. Like, it's an extremely normal cartoon show that doesn't offend me in any way, but also doesn't have that many great jokes. Like, they come up once in a while, but it does feel like there's a lot of downtime between them sometimes. Especially when we get episodes like the baby episode. So I'm going to give it a 7. Like, it's not offensive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exceed my expectation in any way.
Mm-hmm.
It also doesn't meet it. That's why it's not any higher.
Okay, we'll do KZ.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. I thought a lot of it was delightful. There were some, you know, dark spots like that baby episode that we've gone over. But overall, I really enjoyed that general world and the characters, and it was very normal. So it's just like, it's not truly exceptional, but, you know, I had a good time watching. I'm going to give it an 8. There's definitely room for improvement in future sets.
Okay, feel.
Yeah, this is pretty normal. It had a lot of episodes I liked, but also a couple I didn't like the baby episode. I really enjoyed all the voice performances, though, and I did laugh pretty hard at some things. Like Cuphead looking for any excuse to take off the sweater that is protecting his life.
It's really hot.
So I'm going to give him a 7.
Okay. Yeah, I feel similarly to a lot of the people who've spoken thus far. There are some good gags. There are some really good moments. But it does feel like there's a lot of stuff that doesn't especially land. And there are a couple bad episodes. I'm also going to give it a 6. It's not a negative experience. It's fine. It's good. I don't think I would ever be like, you have to watch this show to any living being. But, you know, it's neat. And I assume season 2 will probably just be a pretty marked improvement over this. Just, you know, once you get the framework down and stuff, you can really start working on improving certain writing material and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to season 2 personally, especially if it means there's more Chalice.
Yeah, more Chalice, more of the other bosses. Like we see some bosses in the intro and they aren't even in the show.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, we saw Chalice in the intro.
I know. Right?
episode 12. I was like, when did I call that, Bob? Was it like episode 7 that I'm like, is she just going to show up in the last episode?
It was 7 or 8 where it was like, and I was maintaining, oh, surely she'll be in one of them.
I love the marketing trick where she's front and center on every image for the show.
Yeah, no, it's really
funny. They
roll
credits on the last episode and then she walks out of the shadows and she's like, I'm here to talk to you about the delicious last course initiative.
Bomb. Okay, well, that brings our total score out of a maximum possible 50 up to 34. This as far as Netflix projects go, I would say this is on the positive end of the spectrum.
I was gonna say, did that beat Cowboy Bebop or was it close?
It was not close. It was nowhere near close, actually.
Oh, did it lose?
Cowboy Bebop did lose.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. It wasn't that close.
Also, sorry. I called it by its wrong name. It's actually called Cowdoy Bebop.
Yes. Which I really had to restrain myself from calling it that because Auntie Donna has damaged me. And the fact they have a character named Cowdoy, which is a cowboy that lives in their kitchen.
Oh, man. No, not that. Oh.
But anyway, you know, Cuphead, pretty positive experience.
Very normal.
Very normal. The bumpers are up. We took our medication. No one's gambling.
Sad that this makes us better than 85% of content on Netflix that Netflix made.
Well, clearly it's we're selecting the wrong stuff to watch. So we're going to have to ramp up how many Netflix things we watch.
Okay, sure.